Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can. Jax Taylor is a cheater. Is the sky blue? We can't wait to talk about it. Oh my gosh, here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be the reason why.
Oh my gosh. So fitting. So fitting. I wish she would have remembered this song.
Yeah.
So she could have sang it.
So she could have sang it. Because I think he needs to hear some of these things. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us. We can't wait to get into season 6, episode 2, Unfaithful. And we all know who was unfaithful. Anyways, we want to introduce ourselves really quick. So my name is Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at Teague DP pretty much everywhere. So I'll see you there.
I'm Zach Peter, and you guys can follow me at just plain Zach, Z-A-C-K.
Ooh. Happy Monday, guys. I'm Sarah Cirio. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Cirio or Snapchat and Instagram at S Cirio. I need to make it all match, but everyone has my name, so it's never going to work, guys. I'm sorry.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stacey Olivas. Thanks so much for joining us. We're so happy to have you back. You can follow me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
So exciting. Okay, yes. So you guys, OMG. We will get into all of the cheating, crazy drama. But let's go from the beginning of the episode and go through it. Because I think we're probably going to go off when we talk about
it. We're probably
going
to go off.
Okay, so let's start with the beginning of the episode. We see... at the party, we see back to Sheena's birthday party, and Jax says, I'm not going to go chase her down the street. And I wanted to hear what you guys thought about that, because that had me feeling some type of way.
That's what you're supposed to do. Yes. You're supposed to chase her. When she's running away and you've been accused of cheating, if you're innocent, you chase her, you go after her, you get on your knees, you beg for mercy.
If like, you're
if
guilty,
you didn't do it,
you run.
You, yeah.
So cocky.
He literally made no sense. Like, but also something inside of me was like, I get it how she wants her space, but still no. Like, she deserved that. Yeah. And like you said, if he was innocent, it would have been second nature to anyone. Because it's like, you don't want to be accused
Prove
of something you
innocence.
Did not do.
Yeah, and also, you want to shake him and be like, hey, I didn't do it. Yeah. If you really didn't do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just another.
So I thought that was stupid.
Especially to someone he's trying to spend the rest of his life with.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote, yeah.
Also, I just couldn't.
And you met her family. Oh, just. Makes me so mad.
I just couldn't take this so serious.
Papa's gonna pull out that shotgun now.
I know.
Oh my gosh, that is really funny. Okay, well, so we'll get more into that in a little bit when we hear actual confirmation later in the episode. But then we see Lisa and Stassi talking event planning. So Lisa gives her an opportunity to start event planning, which I think is really cool of Lisa.
Totally.
I mean, how cool would it be to work for her?
Yeah.
But the thing that I thought was funny was later in the episode we hear Stassi like, oh, I don't actually know how to event plan. I've just watched a few YouTube videos.
I've gone to a lot of events.
I love it.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I feel like every season she picks a thing and she's like, this season I'm going to be a stylist. And this season I'm going to run a blog. And this season I'm going to be a podcast host. And this season she's going to be an event planner.
I know. Yeah. I love it.
Go.
I think that's how she has to, like, you get ahead in at least in LA. You lie.
Yeah.
Even though you've never done it, you just have to be like,
fake it till you make it.
But you're going to do that in front of Lisa?
I guess she's confident.
Right.
Maybe she knows that Lisa just holds, like, so many events, so she's bound to be able to co-plan.
But do you remember when she was trying to be a stylist and, like, she was, like, Lisa's personal assistant and, like, running around, she quit, like,
she
after
that. Lasted, like, a few hours or something. Yeah. Yeah, that did not go well
I think
her.
She, like, wants to do it for herself, but you can't exactly, like, do it for yourself and like, get paid.
So yeah.
She wants to do it for other people, but it doesn't really satisfy her, which is totally fine. I get it. Yeah.
It's an opportunistic move, though. I mean, using Lisa Vanderpump. Yeah. Like, Lisa is party girl in West Hollywood. She has all the connections. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, do I think Stassi's going to be a great event planner? Probably not. But she's going to give it a shot. And, you know, she's going to make some contacts. Like, you do you.
Mm-hmm. I think she would throw a pretty bomb party.
Yeah.
I don't think she could be a successful event planner, though.
You don't think?
No.
I guess it is totally different.
Because it's all about, I don't think, like, look, when people want you to plan a party, they're like, I want this, I want it like that. And Stassi's very much like, I want it my way, I like it like this. Yeah. I don't think she would do well with clients.
Yeah. And I also,
she'd be like, Stassi. F off to all of them, huh? Yeah.
She'd make her mad.
Totally. And then she'd get fired.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Snipe hatchback.
So the adorable, can we just talk really quick about the commercial? The pitch man.
That was so
We were all so like, oh, it's good. A normal commercial. And then they just.
And Kristen comes out.
Kristen, wait, you guys, Kristen singing?
She looked fun.
So, I love
it. They all looked good. I loved who they picked.
We need a new Bravo song. Like, none of the reality stars have done a new song. Kristen, I'm telling you, this is a moneymaker.
Yeah, I think so. That was so cute.
I mean, James' voice, his voice kind of scared me, and I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to be all honest. But, I mean, I all thought they were great. It was so cute.
It was
so
good. It was cute. Yeah. I liked it. A little holiday tune before the crazy
drama.
They just
needed Britney in there with like a southern twang.
I know, like a little
to really make it fun.
I know, because like, Sheena got to do her little dig with the engagement ring little. Yeah. So Britney should have been able to do a little dig herself.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're getting into the nitty gritty. Okay, we see Britney goes to Katie's apartment, and before Jax even walks in, she says, Brittany tells her that she's found fake eyelashes on the counter of their apartment, and so she's kind of always thought, you know, something was going on with Jax. I mean, when you date a guy like that, I'm pretty sure you're like, do I trust him totally? I mean,
when he knows so many girls he's already slept with, and like ex-girlfriends,
like
and
the cast.
His patterns are like,
I mean, not the best. And so, why would you date? People don't change. Rarely do they change.
Right. Not that I'm trying to throw Faith under the bus, but not that I think she's great. But, like, she really used, like, she was supposed to be Britney's friend.
Yeah.
And, like, she's like, Britney was even, like, I don't know why she was more mad at Faith, or we didn't see that. Like, I wish. I wanted to see, like, a head-to-head. Like, if Faith really wanted to make it on the show, this is how you do it, girl. You
maybe.
Just
I know.
Bombs.
Yeah. And
there.
Run.
Right. Yeah. And go, run out of the scene.
With your see-through thong dress.
I know. That was an awful dress.
That was an awful dress.
She's like, I dropped a bombshell, and here's my exit. I'm like, no, that's not how you make it on the show.
Right. Yeah. I need her to, like, schedule a lunch date. I need them to, like, schedule a lunch date, talk about it at Pump. Yeah, and everybody can see.
Cocktails at Pump. Yeah. Right. I mean, camera crew ready.
Maybe a drink in the face.
Pretty classy, though.
A drink, yeah.
I think she's too, and I think she was, like, really heartbroken at the whole idea, and then that it was actually true, that I just feel like maybe being angry at Faith wasn't, like, she was just more hurt by it. Maybe she wasn't as angry, like, how she was with Jack.
But, like, would you be more mad at your boyfriend, or would you be more mad at your friend that slept with your boyfriend and then went on the show and dropped this bombshell? I would be pissed at her. If that was my friend and you pulled that, like, bull.
But how close are friends? Were they, like, acquaintances? Yeah. Like, we know each other because we work together. Like, were they close friends? But I still think it's wrong, and I think Jack's, she should be more pissed out. I have to disagree with you. Like, pissed off.
I just feel like
I would be pissed off more at myself.
I would be more pissed at myself than anything.
Yeah, because she may have already, like, had these thoughts. So maybe since it's, like, actually true, and she was just always speculating, and now it's, like, in front of her, she's just like, well, I was right, and she wanted to be proven wrong. So it's, like, there was nothing for really her to get mad at, because she's probably already mad at the idea of it before, when she was just thinking it could be true, and then now it's true. It's like, what's the point?
She just seems classy. Like, the way she did not attack Faith, and that is classy. It's a classy move. You know?
I would have attacked Faith.
Right. I think
Class
a lot of people
right
would.
Would have attacked.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would, especially because she knew what she was doing. And of all people to do that to, I mean, little Brittany.
I know.
Little old Brittany.
I know. That's what I was saying last episode. Just like, of all people.
Do it to
Kristen.
This has changed.
Kristen would have given her a show. Kristen would have, like, given her a playback. They would have had a banter. It would have been a season-long storyline.
Totally.
But, like, Brittany, like, that just makes you look like a bad person.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was strategic on Brittany's part. I wonder if she was like, I don't want her to have any more. This, she did this on purpose to get on the show. I wonder if she was like, I don't even want to give her 5 more seconds on the show. She's so annoying. I don't even want to give it her the time of day.
I think she's just, and also just a nice person. There, she's like, oh, what a, you know? She seems like the type that would forgive her, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. But,
I mean, the saga continues. Not forget. Yeah,
I mean, and the fact that he did admit it says...
That was the bigger shocker, is that he admitted it, and it wasn't like a season finale or a reunion bombshell that we all saw coming. Like, he... Like, this one threw me for a curve that we're in episode 2, halfway through episode 2, and he's like, I did it.
That is mature of Jax Taylor. I feel like
did that sentence just come out of your mouth?
That was mature. I mean, cheaters don't ever admit that they cheat. No. I mean, that's
Jax
pretty
admitted
big.
Before, though.
I feel like he does. Likes it.
Okay, I feel like fine, he's like, fine, has, but yeah.
Well, something he's a bit of a narcissist.
Maybe because no one was just backing off of him, so he needed to, like... Like, what text did he show Brittany, though? That's what I'm confused.
It looked like a blow-up of him. They were all blue, so looked like he was just blowing off on her.
To make it look
like... I would
have
been like, let me see the whole thread.
I know, and
like,
if you don't have that much, it means he deleted. So I just feel like...
Yeah.
I wish I was there to be like, Brittany... Like, that's the advice you need from a girlfriend.
Yeah, she deserves someone so much better.
Yeah.
She does. But I see, I see why she, goes back. She loves the guy. I mean, I know some people will disagree with me, but I don't know. I've been cheated on, and it's not easy to just be like, I'm over you. I hate you now. It's not like a light switch that. So I feel like maybe that's where she's kind of like getting pulled back in. So I don't know. I think it's a little bit unhealthy that she's going back to him.
Sure.
Later in the episode, she admits that she was like hanging out, hooking up with him.
Yeah.
So that's concerning. But
I just say I called it. I said she was he was going to cheat on her. We're going to find out that it was true. This is my prediction last week, and she was going to stick with him. She's a heartfelt romantic. What is that word?
Hopeless romantic.
She's a heartfelt romantic.
but I just think she deserves so much better.
She does.
For her to have that trait, like, it's going to take a while to get over him, but you'll get over
him.
She
even said it this episode that she deserves so much better, and then she still gets back with him. Well, she's single and right now.
And she's also just the type, she seems like kind of like the mama bear of like friend groups. You have that mama bear. And I feel like she's the one that just like likes solving people's problems and like making people better. And I think that for some reason she thinks she can change Jax. And she said that.
Yeah.
She said, I thought I could change him. Yeah. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with a guy like that, you just can't change him. Sometimes there's cases you can't crack. And I think Jax Taylor might be the one.
Yeah. Something's up with him. And he even said he needs to go there back to therapy. Remember when Stassi said she took he did the whole sociopath test?
I remember that.
Something's
that
up.
Great.
Like, he doesn't have any empathy, I feel like.
He needs, he needs to. What I find so interesting are how his guy friends still are, like, so. Still stand by him, even though Sandoval did say, like, he's like, I'm pissed off at you too right now. When he was like, if one more person comes up to me and is like, hey, this is how you should have treated her, and he was like, whoa, dude, like, it's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't get how they can stand by him.
And they said,
after time.
Yeah.
And I get the girl, like, the girls don't, but the guys are just. Like, kind of like,
but he said, Tom Schwartz was like, Jax, he loves in a different way, or he's genetically predispositioned.
No,
to
what
be
does
a
that
man
mean?
For
him. Lisa was even like, what kind of love is that? I feel like they have a whole. He has a whole other definition of love.
That kind of scares me though, that the guys are saying that, because it kind of tells a little bit about them too.
Well, the guys are just guys. You know, I feel like guys don't really think in terms of like, emotional. Like, this is
they think with a different head.
Yeah.
My mom's always said that.
But, they just, feel like they see Jax as a friend and they're like, of course he's an idiot. Of course he's just
what Jax. Do you guys expect from him?
Yeah, like, so I think that they've been dealing with it for so long.
I will say, because you made a comment earlier about him being a total narcissist, and I feel like maybe this is some type of, God, I'm actually going to say this. Maybe this is some type of growth for him that he... being that he is a narcissist and he likes all of the attention on him, the fact that he's admitting it and getting it out of the way now shows that, like, he wants to be done with this storyline so early in taping the season that he wants to prove his love to Brittany so that this doesn't become a season-long thing. Yeah. Whereas in the past, he drags it all the way out because he likes to be the center of attention and he likes the whole storyline revolving around him. So yeah. The fact that he admitted it so early shows that he doesn't want to deal with it long-term.
I also think he's kind of abusive towards her. The way he's like, shut up on the phone to her, and the way he talks to her.
Yeah.
He treats her like crap. And then cheating on her? I mean, come on.
I know. Well, it's also Jax Taylor.
Yeah, he's a prize winner.
It just hurts so much because it's Brittany.
Oh, of course.
Like, Stassi would be like, stand up first. You know, but Brittany's so sweet and like...
Yeah, I will say, I feel like he did seem different in season 5. He seemed like he had
changed.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, we thought he was
proves that he might not.
I mean, I still feel like Brittany, like, came out on top. Even if she did go back to him or whatever. I don't know, but it probably is hard.
Yeah.
And you can see her struggling with that.
Mm-hmm.
And even Kristen said it to her, saying that she was the best thing that happened to their friend group and just how positive she is and, like, that's just how sweet. She's there for everyone. Yeah. So I think, like, she needs to know that she is still, like, liked and number one.
Oh, yeah. And hearing her say about going to Vegas, and she's like, I'm not Jax. I can't just, like, even though I'm a single girl on my trip, like, I can't just hook up with anybody like Jax.
Yeah.
And I was like, that shows a lot about her character.
Yeah. Maybe I think it's a girl thing.
No, she is so cute. And it was just a crazy episode. I mean, the eyelashes, there was so much that was like, okay, so he has been doing this for a minute.
And she's just kind of like swept it under the rug.
Probably. Well, she's probably just at this point in this stage in the game, I think she's just kind of like still shocked and like doesn't know what to do and trying to figure it out.
Right.
And I'm sure, you know, I'm sure behind the scenes he's like, I love you. I need to be with you. I'm sure he's really... putting the dog on, you know, really trying to get back with her.
And didn't they just move into a new apartment? Yes. So that's bomb like a apartment. New lease that they're nice stuck apartment. In together. Yeah. Like, she's not just going to... Like, nice it's not that too. Easy to just
especially
be like,
when you live
done
together.
With you.
Yeah,
yeah, you live together, you have a lease together, you work together. You know, we're pretending that they're still bartenders and they have to see each other during drink orders.
That was weird. I was confused by that scene. I was like, that felt a little staged because we then found out that they'd hung out all day. So the fact that she, like, acted awkward at the bar was kind of weird to me because I'm like, you guys literally saw each other, like, an hour ago.
Oh, maybe she was, like, ashamed and just, like, also they were around... Tom.
Yeah. So maybe so she just wanted to, like, pretend like they hadn't seen each other all day.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. Okay. So we'll get back to that. But so then we see James meets with Lisa and Raquel. And
Daisy Dukes.
So she comes in with Daisy Dukes and she's basically asking for a job.
Who shows up to a job interview with no resume, no references other than James, who got fired like 4 times, and short shorts?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, she got the job, though, so I mean, maybe I'll wear short shorts to my next.
Well, did she? I think she just volunteered.
She
at Vanderpump Dogs. Because
her foot in the door.
Right. I mean, that's cool.
She got her stiletto in the door.
Yeah, she seems like a very sweet, cute girl, and I think that's great. And her and James look really happy, but I don't know. That was a weird way
to ask for a job.
She didn't do a very good job at, like, promoting herself.
Yeah, what do you do?
Of just, like,
I'm a model.
I like dogs, and I am a model.
Follow
me on Instagram.
Lisa's like, you're going to clean up dog crap. If you want to work for me, like, you're not going to be like petting the, it's not going to be like this nice thing. Just the volunteers, like, walk the dogs and stuff. You're going to be cleaning up dog poop.
She let James walk in and just start DJing. Like, that was, like, she gave him a, she cut him a break.
Lisa is, like, awesome. With
she
the
was,
people that
she
work
is,
for her.
Like, family she friends awesome. With, I think, his parents.
Yeah.
But I mean, still, he's been given a lot of opportunities and has still screwed up. Yeah. So I don't understand it. And I also just am a little confused as to why every single individual that works at Sir wants their significant other to be working with them as
well.
Yeah.
I think it's because sometimes I think people start dating people from the show because they want to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that works. And then the person's like, oh, yeah, yeah. let's get you on the show. You know, it's mm-hmm. kind of like this, I don't know. Is that yeah. wrong to assume? Yeah. I think that sometimes I would like to be on the show. And so that's kind of how it works.
No, it's true, because I feel like that was the beginning. It was like Jax and Stassi. And then it was back when Tom and Katie, but she didn't let Tom. She was like, I don't think it's a good idea. But then he eventually
right.
got hired.
Like, in what reality is it like a good idea to work with your significant other, especially on the TV show, mm-hmm. like on this reality show? Like, it's just,
and I also,
like, it's never a good, like, it's never going to work out. Like, you're not always going to end up like Katie and Tom. Like, mm-hmm. their road was even rocky on camera.
I know.
Right.
I know.
The ups and downs.
I forget where I was going. But you're right. No, you're right. I just wanted to say that. I just find it funny. Oh, no, this is what I was going to say. How do they also get, like, the same amount of time off? Like, they all somehow can vacation together.
It's part of the show.
No, I know. I know, but I'm just like... unrealistic if you want to be a server. That's like what I want in my mind. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then you get there and you're like, that's not it at all.
Yeah. I feel like they really honestly go in there when they're shooting mm-hmm. and then I don't know how much they're at the restaurant anymore.
I think they could be there like having a drink but not actually working, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think yeah. they only work when they're taping
yeah.
scenes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. That's debatable. But yeah, okay. Anyways, Long Beach Pride Parade.
So fun.
So awesome.
A lot of whipping.
This was so cool. It's like stuff like that that you you start to see Lisa and like what a big deal she is. Like
yeah.
she's such a great human and so like popular. Cares about so many different groups of, you know, people and animals. Like she just takes care of everyone. And she's
people,
a really
animals
cool
are
person.
People too.
Yeah, yeah, our furry are friends.
Yeah,
yeah. No, honestly, I think that was really cool to see, like what she means
to the community,
yeah. and I think she's just an awesome.
Was
human.
She really shocked though that she was invited to another Pride no. parade on the car in her Rolls Royce?
She's like,
"Oh, I'm so honored." I'm like, "Is that a shocker?" Like we take Pride every season on this show.
Yeah, I know, but it was cute. I thought it was cute, and Tom and.
Tom.
Ariana.
Yeah, I thought it was really sweet that they came to support. So it's good because that's what I feel like they need to be doing. I feel like Tom and Tom need to be with her all the time, kind of like, you know, looking at things, like,
yeah.
you know, what
Build
she does.
That relationship.
Yeah, yeah, and be like yeah. more of a business.
Shadow
yeah.
Her.
Yeah, more
They're
of a business. They're
given a huge opportunity by her. I mean, all these people on her show are getting all these opportunities. Like, yeah.
And they keep screwing
She's
them
so
up.
She's so successful. Yeah.
I had somebody give
know.
Me opportunities like that. I would be, like, taking advantage
right?
of that. Like, in
Working
your good graces,
all the
kissing
time.
Your feet, kissing your
right?
butt, like, doing everything that I could to show you how much I appreciate it. And they continue to, like, totally diss her. But we did see Tom apologize to her, which was nice.
Yes.
Yes,
and it was
did.
Then it was, like, I feel like it was, like, glossed over. I feel like we were good. Maybe there was some bad blood the week before, but I think it was...
Yeah.
Don't you think they still
yeah.
sound like they're
yeah.
on board with
yeah.
each other?
I think
yeah.
it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I think they went for the right reasons. They appreciated it.
And I think it was cool for them to see. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when Tom's like, oh, yeah, I don't know, like, all of her input, all this stuff, like, I think it's good for Tom to see, oh, wait, I forgot. You know, like, sometimes when you're with someone all the time, you don't
she's
realize
Lisa
what a big
Vanderpump.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's a freaking big deal.
Yeah.
So it's, like, cool for them to see that. So, yeah,
yeah.
I thought that was good.
I feel like Ken should give a seminar to all the guys that work at Sarah.
Right?
Like,
how to treat a woman.
Yes.
like,
yes.
yes.
Yeah, new
like,
Rolls
why
Royce.
Haven't they thought of that? It should be like a little side segment.
Right?
Ken, something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A happy Tuesday. Here's a new Rolls Royce. and you get to keep the other one. You have two.
He's like so in love with her.
I love yeah. it.
It's yeah. amazing for that long, too. Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
He
Very
treats
cute.
Her like He's a queen.
okay. So then we see a scene... Brittany comes back from Vegas, mm-hmm. and she had a single fun time. So, I guess we already kind of talked about this, but I think that it was good that she went to Vegas. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been a little too soon, maybe, because...
Best way to get over one guy is to get under another. I mean, she didn't,
but
she
did.
She
didn't, but she could have.
She didn't.
She would have come back with some syphilis, but she,
oh
she kept her legs
God.
Closed, and she came back clean.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for
she
you,
probably,
Brittany.
It was good probably that she went to go see her friend.
Yeah.
We got to
yeah.
just, like...
Childhood friend.
Yeah, clear the air.
Get out of L.A.
Whatever she
right,
did. Yeah.
for a minute.
Yeah,
yeah.
Go to Vegas.
I know.
Yeah, but
I
highlighted crazy. Okay, wow. Stassi and Patrick. This was...
oh, their relationship.
This was weird.
Tough to watch.
It was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've ever seen him on the show.
Not gonna lie. Right. Yeah.
So that was kind of like, so part of me was kind of like, oh, we get to see Patrick. Yeah. And I was like, he's not as cute as he is on Instagram.
He looks different on film than in pictures.
Like, because in Instagram you have filters and like angles, and here it's just all out there. I don't like the man bun. Not into it. She seems to like it, because what does she say? It's like he's like a caveman, or I don't know, something.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. I'm like,
what is the appeal? No. Like, what is the appeal?
To the man bun?
No, to him.
Oh.
Like,
I mean, the man bun you can grab in bed, so like there's that part of it. No, not that I have. But I'm just saying there's that option, but I don't get the Game of Thrones.
Because, I mean, her fans are, like, the Khaleesi's or whatever, so she, like, loves that, and that's probably why.
But, like, I don't see Game of Thrones or, like, a man as Game of Thrones. Like, that's not, like...
Okay,
like,
well...
I don't see Patrick as Game of Thrones and sexy.
No,
and, like...
I don't see it. I don't see it. Sorry, but here's my thing. I just feel like... And we were all looking at each other while we were watching the episode, and we're like, doesn't something just feel weird?
Off.
It feels awkward. I feel awkward. Maybe it's because it's his first time filming, and he... Maybe he was nervous or something.
He did not look nervous.
You know what it felt like?
It felt like preaching.
It felt like she was on, okay, you know, you swipe right with somebody on Tinder and you're talking with them for like weeks on end.
Yeah.
And then finally you go on your first date. But by that point, in your mind, you're like, we're getting married. You've never met yet, but you're like, we're getting married. I love you. And so that was Stassi. In her head, she's like, we've only been talking on Tinder, but I'm in love with you. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, this is the first time I've met you.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that. So we had like that awkward first date. I love you, I don't know you chemistry that was just off.
She seems a lot more into him than he's
She's
into her.
She's way more into him than he's into her.
And it's kind of sad.
It just really looks like two supportive, good friends having dinner, and there was no, like, sexual attraction.
No.
Mm-hmm. Or, well, at least from him. Stassi, like, maybe, but still kind of no for me. It just seemed like...
She was infatuated
with
him.
Yeah, it was
and,
weird.
And, like, he helped her with her podcast, which was great, and, like, he's known and all of that. So I felt like it was just more of, like, you know, they support each other.
Good friends. Yeah. Like, they could be good friends with benefits, but I don't think
even see the benefits. But like, with that dinner, I didn't see,
there
like,
was no chemistry.
Even that.
Yeah. And she just told, like, before they went on the date, she's like, I'm just trying to make you happy. Like, did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
And she said that, and it's kind of sad. Right. I mean...
Okay.
Can we talk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I wrote it down.
Okay, good. Because I said, what? We had to rewind. We said, what did he just say? Okay. That's what he said. Don't talk when you're apart, and then don't talk about what happened when you were apart. So he was referring to when they took a little break, and then I thought that was the weirdest thing.
Going to Amsterdam, right?
In the world. Well, now he's going to Amsterdam, but
they were saying, I feel like he was talking about Amsterdam.
Was he talking about Amsterdam, or was he talking about when they were broken up? I thought he was talking about when they were broken up.
That's what I thought. He was talking about when they were broken up. He was saying, he was like, I don't understand why you're more upset about me going away for 6 days and 8 months. He was like, I feel like, I feel like he was talking to a little girl. He was like, now what did we learn? When we were, had the break.
He was mansplaining it to her.
You guys,
it's like, no, like, I get you need your space, but not like that. You need the,
This is where I think that he got nervous and didn't know how to talk on camera. Because who says that? Like, he just felt unnatural. He was literally like, remember what we learned?
Yeah.
Remember what we learned?
It was kind of condescending.
I think it was a moment of, like, I'm trying to articulate my point because I know there's a camera on me.
Yes.
But it didn't translate well.
She was like, I don't think she... Well, I don't think anyone appreciated his words. But she was just, I think, thrown how he phrased that statement.
And she did not talk a lot that dinner.
No. But can I say that I kind of agree with him?
Ooh. Like, please explain. I'd like to always know why, though.
Yes. Okay.
Because
if you're broken up, why are you going to talk to each other? And then when you get back together, why are you going to talk about your lives when you were both single and not with each other? Like, if we're back together, why do I want to hear about who else you screwed when I wasn't with you?
Yeah. But can I ask, do you
like better not to
about
know,
it?
Or
like,
what?
If you're in a relationship,
why would I want to know? Like, what you did to your
together? It would just be torturing yourself.
You would be torturing yourself. You would be like, oh, and you were with this person, and you were with that person, and what did you do? And I would be like stalking her Instagram, and I'd be like, who is this?
Yeah, no,
yeah, I agree.
I would be
like
psycho over it.
And it's just like you really don't have the right to be upset because you were on a break.
You weren't together,
I get it.
Yeah.
But you have the same.
They were broken up, not a break. They were broken up.
Do you have the same thoughts if you, like, if they were together?
I mean, yeah, if they're together in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you have like, a right
yeah,
to know
you know
that.
What okay. each other's doing.
Yeah. I was right. just wondering, like, if you're like, oh, like, it's
no,
fine
if you're going to go on vacation,
days.
But we're still together, then I, like, yeah, I expect you, to be faithful.
You better tell me where you're at, what time you're there.
I'm just curious.
But if we're not together, then I don't care what you do you, I'll do me.
Right. Yeah.
Relationship 101.
Relationship 101.
All right, to you.
Okay, so is it officially, give me a drum roll, tea time?
Yeah.
Time to sit.
It is tea time in England. Here we are.
I love this music.
Me too. It makes me feel really elegant.
Or like I'm at Disneyland.
Yes.
Like a Disney princess.
The new person coming into England.
So... First things first, we would like to address uh-huh. the Stassi podcast debacle.
We should yes. all talk like that.
because we read you guys' comments. We appreciate you guys getting in the conversation. Honestly, yes. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk last week about Stassi's podcast, and you guys know about it. The Me Too. Mm-hmm. She was talking about Me Too. Kind of said some things that were a little bit unsensitive, I guess you would say. I have direct quotes I was going to pull up.
Yeah.
She basically said, you couldn't force me to hook up with someone. I'm sorry it sounded like you thought you liked it because you were making out with him, and now it's just a trend, and it's Me Too, and you're going to come out and accuse him because you regret it. That's what she said about some girls coming forward. Yeah. You know, and after all this stuff that's going on... Mm-hmm. It's kind of something I wouldn't really touch when she, you know, and so I don't know if after the episode aired, the podcast, she deleted it after Rent the Runway dropped her, a few other companies dropped her, weren't sponsoring her anymore.
Yeah.
So what did you guys think about it?
I go for it.
Oh, I mean, I don't think it was right of her, but I mean, again, I thought her apology was... like it felt from the heart and mm-hmm. everything, and she really was sorry, but also like in the industry and the world that she is in, everything that she says is going to be taken some way or another, and she is Stassi, so she's going to have something to say, and I believe that she didn't mean anything mean-spirited by it, so
I do too. I don't
but
think,
I mean,
and it's and she's kind of like, you know, her brand is like
unfiltered. She doesn't think before
that's
she talks.
Who she is. Yeah, yeah, and she, you know, I think sometimes she gets like wrapped up in like being trying to be funny or stuff like that. Yeah. And it's like, I think that that's probably what happened.
Yeah,
and
I think it could be a for like though victim blaming. I mean, to me personally, I'm like, I think it kind of could be taken as like victim blaming. You know, because like they did go through a lot. You know,
it's
a traumatic experience.
Of course.
Yeah. So I think but I think she also is very sorry about it. She's human, but. Still, I get where the people are coming from.
Of course.
Get ready to drag me in the comments, because I'm going to go there. I do not defend what she says. I don't think she was right. I think she spoke out of context. I mean, not out of context. She just didn't think before she spoke. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, these victims, are, like you said, we can't blame the victims. And I think everybody has a story. I think
trauma.
She has a point.
Yeah,
I think she had a point that she didn't articulate, and that was that... You know, so many people are coming out and making accusations, and because it's such a hot topic in the news that we're quick to just believe them without actually fact-checking things.
Yes.
And I don't think that what she said was sensitive. I don't think she did her research, and she didn't actually make an educated, form an educated opinion. But at some point, like, when are we going to stop dragging her after she... apologized repeatedly. She's gone on interview after interview and said, look, I screwed up. Like, this is actually a more mature version of her than we've ever seen on the show. And a lot of people dragged her for that. And, you know, I just think at some point we have to accept her apology, hope that she learned her lesson. And yeah, if she says something stupid like that again and didn't learn her lesson, then we can continue to drag her. But we've all said stupid things. And at some point we need to cut somebody you know, some slack and hope that they learned. And you get more of a reception when you come at it from a place of I'm trying to get you to understand my point versus I'm going to hang you for something stupid that you said and I'm going to continue to drag you and pick my pitchfork up and try to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my rant is over.
The music has ended. The last thing I'll say about it is I just think that I don't know. I mean, it was definitely wrong, but I think that her deleting it, I also was not. I think she.
But she said she regretted that.
Yeah, she did.
She said she wished she wouldn't have deleted it and that it was an impulsive decision.
Yeah. Mm. Well, okay. Anyways, moving on. But we did hear your comments, so we just wanted to talk about it. And we're not supporting
any of that stuff. No, we don't support it or condone it.
But we just wanted to talk about it.
She was wrong in what she said, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so then there was a story, a little tea time story online. A source said that Brittany and Jax were staying together because of a producer's choice. They were saying that the producers were telling them to stay together for the show.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that's true?
No.
I think Brittany really did stay with him, though.
I think she loves him and wanted to make it work.
Mm-hmm. She wants
you can see it just in her.
I feel like the
other ones maybe are a little trained because they've been on the show longer, mm-hmm. but she's newer, and you could just genuinely see a human being hurt on camera. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think so.
And I think she really loves him. You know, like, she really wants to make it work, and like you said, she wants to change him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all.
Yeah, and optimistic.
Yeah.
At least someone loves him, right?
At least someone.
Oh my God.
Maybe more than he loves himself.
Maybe. That is debatable. Okay, so we have another sassy story for tea time. This might be our last tea time story. And she just did an interview with an Australian outlet, mm-hmm. and she says that she only eats one meal a day.
Yeah.
And she basically starves herself to stay. Thin.
I just defended you, girl.
She said she does one meal a day when she's back home in LA. But when she goes out of town, she's like, I do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And in her defense, it's not right by any means. But I've done it before because you're just so used to your daily routine and everything, and you're like, I don't really think about eating, and I'm like, oh, did I even eat today? And it's like, ah. No.
Oh, my God.
I think, though, where she was saying she does it on purpose to lose weight. And, hey, you know, whatever. It's not something I could do. I'd pass out.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
I think that the only problem I have with this is that little girls, you know, that sometimes, look up to, you know.
Celebrities
and, you know, they're always, you know, when you're, in a vulnerable state in your life when you're young or something, you're like, oh, I want to lose weight for gym class or something,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
I just don't want anybody to, think that that's an okay option.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's not okay.
You know?
No, it's not okay.
Pass out. I had a question. That's what I was wondering. How do all these, cast members stay so skinny when they drink so much?
Adderall.
Well, she also did say that she loves
Adderall.
They all talk about how much they take Adderall and don't eat. Yeah.
That's how
you do it. That's the LA diet. Not that it's right. Not that I do it.
I think they do a lot of
size zero and
cleanses. They do a lot of juice cleanses because Stassi says she does, drinks one juice a day.
Mm.
Wow.
So I don't know, what's in those juices.
Yeah.
Blows it all out.
Yes.
Oh, no, and she also did say. Because I heard this too. She buys those packets for hangovers off of Amazon. She gets those patches.
Patches
with vitamins.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, she does that.
Mm.
Wow.
She gets patches the bulk size
so
off
trendy.
Amazon.
So trendy.
So if you guys
yes, okay. Should we get into predictions for next week?
Mm.
Should we do it? Should we do it?
Oh, it's time.
Predictions. do you want to start over there?
Yeah. Predictions. I think Brittany's going to beat up Jax.
Oh, really?
We saw that. Well, she's. I'm just joking. Not beat him up, but you saw the preview. How she's so livid. I think that they're going to rekindle their romance, sadly.
Yeah.
It's on Instagram. He tweeted. He's like, mm-hmm. I still love her. We're still together. Don't judge me. I'm like, please.
That's been over for a long time. What do you think?
What do I think? I'm excited that Lala's coming back.
Yes.
I'm excited to see what she's up to in her crazy world of Give them Lala.
Give them Lala.
That's one thing that I'm just excited about. And with Brittany and Jax, I hope we see Brittany kind of not be so, like, obviously going to take Jax back, but not be so soft and kind of, like, give him Brittany, not give him Lala, but just, like, give him something back so he knows, like, what she's worth and to, like, work for it. And maybe see him, like, have a therapy session or something just to see, like, if he's actually matured and, like, thinks he can help himself out in any way, shape, or form. That's
she needs to brand him. She needs to get one of those farm brand things and stick it on his ass.
That won't stop him.
I also want to say, my prediction last week was that we were going to see this Faith storyline end this week.
You did.
And he's I called it again.
Yeah, you called it.
So, whatever he said.
I'm excited to see Lala come back. I think she's going to stir up a lot more drama. I feel like they're going to try to work in Raquel a little more, and that's why we saw this week's scene with her asking for a job, and I can already see we're going to see her in heels at Vanderpump Dogs doing the pooper scooper, and it's going to be really stupid.
Sorry.
But yeah, I think I hope to see a lot more Brittany kind of really coming at Jax and not letting him off the hook, like, too easy. I feel like if they're going to get back together, like, I want to see him work for it.
Right.
And I think we're going to see that start to happen next week.
Right. Well, and I need some closure on the Lala thing. I need her to talk about Randall Emmett, who is apparently the guy.
Her new man.
Newly revealed man. Yeah, newly revealed. No longer a mystery man, I guess.
No.
Kind of feels like it still, but hey.
Yeah.
Anyways, let us know what you guys think in the comments below or in the chat. But thank you guys so much for joining us. You're honestly so great, and we're so excited to be the new panel this year. Thank you guys so much for welcoming us. To follow us when we're not here. I am Teague Julie Pinko. You guys can find me at Teague DP pretty much everywhere. So I'll see you there. And then you can find this guy. Where can we find you?
You can find me and tweet me at Just Plain Zach. Let me know what you thought.
Yeah.
Follow me at Sarah Serio or at S Serio. Have a great week.
Yeah. Hi, guys. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And yeah. Thank you for joining us this week.
Yes, you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Next week. I can't talk. It's okay.
All right, we will see you guys next week. You're thebomb.com. Have a great week. Vanderpump Rules. Yay.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.